T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We go out to the WadeFord.com hotline. We are joined by Radio.com Sports MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in 2 great tropical flavors, out there. Tony, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks for jumping on board with us here in Atlanta tonight.
John, thanks for having me on.
By the way, you can follow Tony on Twitter. He is at Tony Gwynn Jr., G-W-Y-N-N Jr. Well, Tony, you know, we were talking a bit earlier in the show, some of the reports that are out there. One proposal that seems to be getting a lot of steam and is out there is the idea of bringing every team in Major League Baseball to the Phoenix area. I think they said there's 12 or 15 stadiums, you know, whatever it is. You know, I'm sure you've heard the proposal. I'm sure you've seen some of the details and things like that. Logistically, how realistic do you think all of that is to trying to get the baseball season started at a relatively, you know, at least early time so that they can still get in as many games as possible?
I think if both sides are on the same page, and I'm talking Major League Baseball and all of the players, it can be done. I don't think it'll be done without any hiccups. And I think, listen, if we're going to have baseball, if we're going to have any sport for that matter, in 2020, maybe with the exception of football because it starts so much later in the year, all of the athletes, all of the owners, everybody involved should be prepared to operate differently than they have in the past. And I can see it working, though. If you get everybody on the same page, it would be a difficult task, but I think Major League Baseball and Major League Baseball Players Union, I think they could get it done if they can get everybody on the same page.
Tony, considering that baseball, like everything else, just literally shut down and obviously, you know, just kind of getting spring training really underway and kind of getting in the mix of it, what do you think, as a former Major League player yourself, what do you think is the needed amount of time to get hitters and pitchers ready to actually start, you know, facing, you know, live rounds in these games?
In a perfect world, hitters would need 2.5-3 weeks. Pitchers probably need 3, maybe 4 to get themselves ready. And that's in a perfect world. Now, in this scenario, I mean, you're probably looking at 1.5, 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks at the most for everybody to get this going by May. I mean, yeah. I mean, May, I assume, would be the spring training pitchers and catchers report. And everybody reports on May 1st, and then you're going to probably need that month to get everybody ready, is my guess. How they get that done is going to be a tough task, because here's how I see it. I think you're going to have players, especially on two sides of the coin. You're going to have guys who are established and aren't going to be willing to put their health at risk. And then you're going to have young guys who are less established, and maybe not even necessarily young guys, but guys who are less established who may be willing to take that risk. And ultimately, you're going to have to prove to players that their health, their families won't be put at risk by going out and playing these games.
Radio.com Sports MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. is joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, we've heard lots of, you know, additional things going along with this. Look, we certainly know players and owners want to play as many games as possible. And truthfully, it's a money thing, and that's okay. I mean, that's what it's about. That's what the bottom line is. But, you know, to do that, and let's say that, let's say optimistically June 1st is opening day in Major League Baseball. You know, even to get in 135, 140 games, you're going to need doubleheaders during the week. You're going to have less off days. I mean, I understand the aspect of the virus and the health and the quarantine, but do you think that the players union is going to be willing to give up days off, multiple games, you know, multiple times a week? I mean, what about that dynamic of trying to negotiate this?
Yeah, if you're trying to play squeeze as many games as possible in a time frame of June to, we'll even give them the extra month and say November, players are going to have to get up off those off days. That's just, there is no way that you're going to be able to keep the accommodations that you have had in the past and be able to complete as many games as possible. You're talking double headers. That means you're probably going to have expanded routes. No, not probably. You're going to have expanded rosters. New rules are going to have to go in place of how many pitchers are going to be on that expanded roster. We're not even talking about if Arizona is the place, even the Diamondbacks don't play outside. So playing in that heat during the summer, playing doubleheaders, even if it's 2-7s, it's going to be interesting. There's going to be a pill that everybody, especially the players, are going to have to swallow in order to get as many games as possible. And who knows what as many games as possible looks like. Are we talking 85? Are we talking 120? We don't know at this point what that looks like. So your guess is as good as mine how you're going to fit all those dynamics into one and come up with a good season. Because ultimately, you also don't want the product to be bad while you're out there. You want a good product. And that's why they're going to have expanded rosters with the doubleheaders. I know players have balked at that, have fought hard to get those off days. And that's why I'm saying for the year 2020, they're all going to have to bite the bullet, understand that it's just for this 1 year, and then hopefully get back to some normalcy in the 2021 season.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is a John Chukwi Show coming to you live here on a Tuesday evening. We're out on the waitfor.com hotline. Radio.com Sports MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. is joining us as we talk about the current proposals being put out there for the start date of Major League Baseball. Would it be a fair assessment to say that maybe this is a year that Major League Baseball just needs to eliminate the All-Star game altogether?
I would say so. I mean, that's the other thing that, you know, baseball has been built on tradition. And you know, that's why you have some pushback on the 2-7 inning doubleheader games, because the game isn't meant to be played at seven innings, at least at the big league level. Numbers are counted on not only for the game, but in terms of the economics of the game, how guys are going to get paid. So I would say in terms of the All-Star game, you probably should eliminate it. Taking a week off there in that All-Star week. I don't see you being able to give those days up in order to play an exhibition game that, quite frankly, guys aren't into it as much as they used to be. So I say you bypass it in 2020, squeeze as many games as you can, and get a season going if you can. If the medical professionals say that it can be done, then you can trust that and push forward with another season.
Tony, give me your thoughts, like personally and from the business end of it, of the idea of Major League Baseball playing playoff games in November. I mean, you know, heck, going, you know, toward Thanksgiving with playoff baseball, playing them in neutral sites. I mean, it just seems like a weird dynamic, and I don't know that the from the fan perspective, you know, I'll speak for the fan, you speak for the player, and from the business side, as a fan, I don't know that I need baseball as we're headed toward Thanksgiving, and I've got football, and I've got college football, especially down here in the South and things like that.
Right.
It just feels like that's not a great idea for baseball to get into.
I think there's two avenues of looking at it, and one is do you really want to compete against college football and the NFL. I think the other train of thought, though, is when you've had, when society as a whole have had everything taken away from them in terms of their normal way of living, the things that they're accustomed to, being the sports, I think people would relish the fact that they had it again after losing it. Because we don't, at this point, we're into April. We don't know how long this is actually going to last. If it gets to a time where there are no sports played until June or July, I don't think the fans will have the same reaction that they would normally. You know, I think everybody's going to be grateful just to get back to some normalcy. And if baseball has to expand into November, I think fans wouldn't necessarily push back on that. I think they would take all their sports in at once. Now, from a business standpoint, you might be right. NFL is a giant. College football, especially down south, is a giant. You run the risk of losing fans at that point because, you know, those sports are at the top. And it's just a matter of how, if getting the season is that important for the owners, that's something they're going to have to weigh. And personally, I believe it's worth it. You know, not having baseball, I remember what it was like in 94 with no World Series, no postseason, and how hard baseball had to work to get the fans back into the seats. I don't know if they want to go a full year without having a game played. So I think it would, even though it would be different, it'd be a little weird seeing baseball in November, no doubt about it. But I think it would be worth it for baseball and really for the rest of the country.
Tony, last thing for you. I've only got about a minute left. Do you think the owners would rather get the season started earlier and be willing to play more games with no fans? Or do you think the owners, truthfully, would rather have the season start a little bit later and have it in front of fans?
That's a terrific question, John. I think my guess is that they would rather wait a little bit longer and have the fans in the seats. But based on this report that Jeff Passan wrote, that may not be the case. That story didn't come out of thin air. So clearly there are some voices that want to get it started now, and it's just a kind of a wait-and-see game to see if, you know, the health officials are going to clear it and they can come up with a legitimate plan that can put the game back out in front of people's eyes, whether it's with fans or with no fans.
It's going to be fascinating. I think we'll know something here pretty quickly. Follow him on Twitter. Yeah. It's at Tony Gwynn Jr. He is our Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, Tony Gwynn Jr. And Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors, and joined us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Tony, really appreciate the time, buddy. Good information there. Thank you for jumping on here in Atlanta, and look forward to talking with you again.
John, thanks for having me. You take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.